Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
On the Scoot on the Air rock culture calendar on this day in 1958, after she found out that her husband, Jerry Lee Lewis, had married his 13-year-old cousin, Jane Mitchum, filed for divorce. Now, let's see, what are the grounds for divorce here? Okay. First of all, you're married and you marry somebody else. Not only do you marry somebody else, you marry your 13-year-old cousin. Oh, my God. You know, this practically derailed. In fact, it derailed Jerry Lee Lewis's career. Because right after the news broke that he married his 13-year-old cousin, Myra, and apparently she wasn't too hip on the idea, but it was like okay with the parents. I have talked about this throughout my career. And I talked about this last year at this time. And if you were with me, you remember us talking about this. But for some reason, it's just really hitting me today. I knew it was outrageous, but it's just hitting me today exactly how outrageous that was. You marry your 13-year-old cousin. Cousin. So, Jerry Lee Lewis went to the UK right after this news broke, and he was shunned by the British people. And he came back, and his career was for a while in shambles. I mean, he kind of made a bit of a comeback, I think, but he made a big mistake. And it's nice to know that society collectively has standards, and you can't marry your 13-year-old cousin without getting in trouble. And then you're married, and then you marry your 13-year-old cousin. So, yeah, I think she had grounds for divorce. I'm Scoot on the Air. I'm really glad you're with us. We're talking about a number of things. We're not focusing on the tariff trade war, but that continues, and the stock market is down again. And there are many, many experts who believe that Donald Trump is manufacturing a recession. Is he some kind of financial genius, and he wants this recession? It seems like he does, because it's kind of coming out of nowhere. I mean, we could have gone along without raising tariffs, and even if the United States is being taken advantage of, we could have gone on with being taken advantage of, and things were going pretty well. I mean, the economy was doing really well. The economy was doing well under Biden. Many Republicans and conservatives, Democrats, of course, as well, and independents. I mean, many Americans loved their 401k plan under Joe Biden because the 401k plans did really well under Joe Biden. And right now, under Donald Trump, they're tanking. Now, as I mentioned yesterday, it's easy for Donald Trump, and it's easy for people who have money to say, oh, this is just a period of transition. Well, I'm in a position to where I can say that. I can say this is just a period of transition, but I'm not saying that. I'm talking about the people who are hurt by this right now. And some people are going to be hurt, and they might not even recover from this. I have confidence that all of this is going to be okay in the end. I don't know what the end is going to look like, but this is not going to last forever. The stock market, I don't think, is going to plummet forever. I don't think we're going to go into depression. Donald Trump was predicting that when he was running for president and just talked about how great things were going to be. So it seems like his bully attitude towards certain things, like, yeah, we're going to make those countries pay. It seems like that is the reason that all of this is happening. And, you know, now Canada is ramping things up. And I think Donald Trump, as I have said before, I think Donald Trump assumed that he was so big and powerful, being president of the United States, that he could do whatever he wanted and these other countries would have no recourse. Well, as it turned out, these other countries do have recourse, and they're threatening to put tariffs on the United States. And then now Donald Trump is doubling down on tariffs on Canadian steel and aluminum, wants to make it 50%. So the trade war is intensifying. And there are people who are talking about Donald Trump playing with people's 401ks like it's his play toy. Like he's playing with people's retirement plans to satisfy his own ego. And Fox News' Peter Ducey, who I consider to be borderline right-wing radical, Fox News' Peter Ducey says that these retirement accounts are being throttled by Trump's trade war. And he said this yesterday. Actually, he said this earlier today. And he said the trade war is raging on, pointing out that, you know, this is a problem for, you know, a lot of people, a lot of Americans. So, you know, again, let's see how this plays out. And I hope nobody is hurt in the meantime. But don't underestimate that some people could be hurt and they may not totally recover. Hey, look, I talked about this at the beginning of the show, and you just heard this again in our news. And if you're just tuning in, are you not surprised about Southwest Airlines now charging for bags? I'm surprised about this. Now, I have a Southwest Airlines credit card, so I assume that I'm going to be able to get one free bag checked, and that's cool because that's what I usually travel with. You know, but the other thing is, you know, when you start messing with a successful business plan, then if you start messing with that, you could be looking for trouble. So we'll see what happens with Southwest. But see, now that I'm, you know, going to be able to go visit my son and his family in Portland, and now that I'm going to be able to visit them, flying a nonstop flight, Alaska Airlines has a nonstop now between New Orleans and Portland. I'm thrilled because, you know, I have flown to Atlanta as a stop off going to Portland. And that's even in the other direction. But that, you know, to get good airfare. I've flown to Atlanta. I've flown to Chicago. This is on my way to Portland. I've flown to L.A., San Diego, San Jose, Las Vegas. Denver's the easy way. Salt Lake City's the easy way because it's like just, you know, it's a stop along the way. But many of these other stops are way out of the way. So, yeah, I'm going to be thrilled to fly nonstop. So that's going to lean me toward flying Alaska over Southwest Airlines. So we'll see how all that turns out. Also, earlier we talked about this this woman in Arizona, and she was harassed in the women's restroom at the Walmart in Tucson, or at a Walmart. I'm assuming there's more than one Walmart in Tucson. But Kalayla Morton, 19 years old, of Phoenix, said that she and her ex-girlfriend were using two stalls adjacent to each other in the store's women's restroom, and two male police officers came in the restroom, shined a light on their feet, and told them, "You have to get out of here. You have to come out. We need to talk to you." And apparently, store employees had been watching them and saw them go into the ladies' room and thought it was two men. And for those of you who think it's easy to tell, you don't know what the hell you're talking about, because there are trans women who look, or trans men, they're trans men who look just like men. Beard, no breast, the way they dress, the way they talk. You would never know. And I've got firsthand experience with this because a friend of mine has a daughter that turned into a son. Now, again, this friend of mine, this person looks just like a male, but she still has female parts. And so this person in Tucson, who was called out by the deputies, she actually, let me see what it says. She actually, what does it say here? She actually lifted up, trying to get to this part of the story. First of all, she's identified as a stud. Now, that is trans slang for a black masculine-presenting lesbian. She's a stud. And she believes that they were eyeing her when she was in the store, thinking she was a man. And then when she walked into the ladies' room, they thought it was a man walking into the ladies' room. They called the police, and the police came out. And she said, oh, here it is. She said that when she exited the bathroom stall, she lifted up her shirt and showed the deputies that she was really a woman, showing her her, you know. And one of the deputies insisted, you still look like a man. Okay, see, this is the problem. This is the problem that I've been talking about. Ian has joined in on this conversation. This is a conversation we've been having on this show for a long time. There are men and women you can't tell. And you want these people that you can't tell? You want somebody that looks just like a man to go in the ladies' room? You know, that's maybe very intimidating for young girls. It's intimidating for women. And here in Tucson, and there's going to be more of this that's going to be reported, women who look just like men using the ladies' room because they still have female body parts. And so they really belong in the men's room, and they're not going after any men. And there are men also, there are men who look so much like women, you would never know unless you reached down there and grabbed. So you want to send those men that look just like women, you want to send them into the men's room? I mean, there are going to be some men who are going to try and hit on these women, or these men, and they're going to be quite surprised. So anyway, this is a story that just is showing the manifestation of this problem, and I get that it's complicated, but don't be so quick to judge the trans issue if you don't really know what some of these people look like. All right, you know, Rick Springfield, I've seen Rick many times. I have talked to Rick in many situations. I've had dinner with Rick and his manager once here in New Orleans. I'm very familiar with Rick Springfield. I put in a call, talked to his manager earlier today, and Rick was too busy to talk today or this week. They're jammed up. He's got a new album coming out. But there's some new news coming out about Rick discovering that he has suffered from brain damage for 25 years after a concert fall. He fell off a stage 25 years ago. Rick is 75 years old, and the guy looks incredible. I mean, he's totally ripped. I mean, I wish I had that body. He is amazing. He had a full body MRI, and it showed the lasting effects of a fall that he suffered in 2000. He said, I fell 25 feet, I hit my head, and then wood came down and hit my head, and then I hit my head again on the stage. And this was in an interview with People magazine. He said, I thought I had just broken my wrist, but the scan found out that I have some brain damage from the fall, so I'm working to repair that now. He said, a lot of people don't want to know what's wrong with them, and that's a problem. And I remember, I don't want to mention his name, but he admitted on the air that he was gay after denying it. You know, this is an interesting situation. This guy was on B97 when I was on B97. And he and Steve Johnson, they made fun of me, making fun of me because I'm gay. Well, I'm not gay, I'm straight, but they made fun of me like I was gay. And his partner went along with this, you know, bashing me because, you know, making just fun of me because they thought I was gay. It turned, and they knew I wasn't. But then it turns out that this guy, his partner, And it wasn't John Walton. They had broken up at the time. So this guy who was partnered with him actually turned out to be gay and admitted it on the air. But after all the bashing of me, man, he lost the total respect of the audience after bashing me, making fun of me for being gay when I'm not. And then he comes out of the closet and wants sympathy, wants understanding because he's actually gay and coming out of the closet. Man, the audience just basically jeered and rejected him. But I remember him saying once, and this was like just in the halls, a conversation had come up about AIDS. And this would have been in the, this would have been in, I guess, the mid-90s. And early to mid-90s. And he said, I don't want to go get tested because I don't want to know if I have HIV. I don't want to know if I'm HIV positive. And I'm thinking, how dangerous is that for somebody like that to not want to know? Because they're out there spreading it. And he didn't want to know if he had it. So I agree with Rick Springfield. It's important to know if you've got something wrong with you. Rick's dad died. He had stomach cancer for years and never got checked, didn't want to know anything about it. And then one day it just his ulcer burst and he died from loss of blood. And it could have been fixed if it had gotten checked earlier. So Rick goes on to say in this interview with People Magazine, that was a great message to me. If you want to live long, you have to be prepared for some bad news now and then. I could find out I have terminal cancer tomorrow and be dead in a year, but I can only do what I can do. And he's also, you know, been focused on being healthy. He's cut down on alcohol consumption. He said, I was drinking quite a bit. And then when I got older, it's kind of a natural thing to drop all that stuff, but he didn't say stuff. He said, I'm not in AA. I mean, I know it works for a lot of people, but I have a couple of sips of vodka or something when I'm on stage, but that's the only time that I drink. Well, if you drink like that, you're not an alcoholic. You're an alcoholic if you have one drink and you can't stop. But Rick Springfield goes on to say that he's dealt with depression. We've talked about that, and Rick has shared that with me as well, that he's dealt with depression all of his life and attempted suicide when he was very young. He wanted to see what would happen if he tried some drugs, and he even tried LSD treatment. He said it was a creative experiment, and the experiment on depression was also interesting. He said he was writing a lot, and he said, you know, it wasn't a black or white thing, but he was writing a lot when he was under this LSD treatment. He said, look, I'm not pushing drugs on anybody. He said, I did acid, and I actually think it was a little better. But he said, I did a lot when I was in my 20s, but I hadn't done it in a while. And he said, it's not for everybody, but it was okay, and it helped me. But Rick is also talking about how he is taking care of himself. So I want to have that conversation, especially if you're a baby boomer. What are you doing that you think help keeps you healthy? And if you're a millennial or a zoomer or an Xer, there are things you can be doing right now to better take care of yourself that's going to help you lead a long life. I mean, don't you want to be kicking it when you're 80 years old like Mick Jagger? You know, the baby boomer generation grew up with this idea that youth was everything. And we didn't want to get old. We couldn't even imagine getting old. And at one point, Mick Jagger said, I don't want to live past 30. And that was the mentality back then. You didn't want to get old. And you didn't care if you died. You just didn't want to get old. Well, now, Mick Jagger, of all people, is proving that it's okay to be older. And I think I'm a great example of, you know, hey, you know, you can feel great and be happy much later in life and just be kicking ass. I mean, my life is great, and I did things that I shouldn't have done in the past, but fortunately nothing, you know, took me down. But anyway, we're gonna talk about this on the show when we come back. And also, Luke Combs is talking about struggling with an obscure mental disorder that is all-consuming. So I want you to think about something that you do. Maybe it's one or two little things that you do that you think helps keep you healthy. And this could be good information for people listening. If you want to join us, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Also on the Scoot on the Air rock culture calendar, as soon as I find it here, it's somewhere in all of these papers, I promise. Yeah, I loved this song when I was growing up. Happy birthday today to Vanilla Fudge lead singer Mark Stein. 78 years old today. Vanilla Fudge was huge when I was sort of coming of age. And one of their big, big hits was this cover of the Supremes hit, You Keep Me Hanging On. Listen to the job that they did with You Keep Me Hanging On. I remember listening to this on my little transistor radio. All right, I'm Scoot. We got to get you a break. We're coming back with a lot more on W.
Want to grow your business fast? With TikTok ads, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
WL. You know, I don't know if I'm going to do it again, but I don't know. A few months back, I posted a picture of Rick Springfield without his shirt on. He did Jesse's Girl without his shirt on, the encore. The guy took his shirt off, and I was blown away. I was blown away that a guy at his age looks that good. I mean, I didn't know you could look that good at that age. I don't know if I have the dedication to dealing with pain to look that good. And I don't know if my body's made for it. You know, some people are just made to be, you know, built. I don't think my body's made for that. But I mean, I do like to exercise and take care of myself. But the point is, Rick Springfield is taking care of himself, and he looks really great. And he's just totally ripped. And now he's trying to be more health conscious. Are you doing anything in your life, especially if you're a boomer, are you doing anything in your life that you think makes you healthier? The Open Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. What are just some great basic health tips? If you're a millennial, if you're a Zoomer, if you're an Xer, you know, you might even be more into being health conscious than boomers. What's something that you're doing that you think helps make you feel really great? I mean, I think it's good to share health tips or just to make us aware of you know, what we put in our bodies and taking care of ourselves, and it just helps you look great. You know, one thing that I tried to do over the last 2 months, I guess, and I came to a tipping point last night. I decided I was going to take a break from doing it. But for the last 2 months, I have been having a smoothie, a 32-ounce smoothie, for dinner every night. Every night. It's been about 2 months now. And I don't think I'm getting anywhere. And I know a lot of smoothies have a lot of sugar, but I'm doing the Slim and Trim, which has no added sugar. I'm doing Slim and Trim with added protein and added immune support. And that's it. And I haven't made with, I have a make it with water instead of the non-fat milk because, you know, even non-fat milk's got some calories and fat grams. I don't know, maybe some fat grams in it. I know that even non-fat milk has stuff in it. So I'm even having it done with water instead of the non-fat milk. And it's still delicious. I mean, I love it. But I think I'm going to cut back on that because I'm not seeing the results that I personally want to see. I have also started drinking coconut water. I mean, a lot of coconut water. I mean, I drink probably two bottles a day. And, you know, I like to get the refrigerated kind from, well, I don't want to tell you where I get it, honestly, because sometimes they run low and I don't want to tell you where I get it because I don't want people running there to get it. But, you know, talk to me about something that you do that you think is really good. I'm feeling really good drinking coconut water daily. And even if it's not the exact kind that I get, drink coconut water. It's really good for you. Also, when it comes to skin and hair and nails, I do a lot of collagen. I take a collagen supplement. I take vitamins. I take a multiple vitamin. I take zinc and magnesium and vitamin D. And I take fish oil with CoQ10. And then a multiple vitamin, and I add collagen to that. So collagen will really help your hair. It will help your skin, and if, you know, if you're a woman in particular, it will help your nails. What's a health tip that you think makes you feel better and look better? The Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Let's go to Nashville. Bob, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot, how you doing?
I'm good.
Good. Yeah, I love your topic. I'm going to take another twist on it. You know, your health is divided into two parts, physical and mental. Mm-hmm. And mental is critical. And what I do, which also helps my physical, is I've taken the stress out of my life.
How have you done that?
I've done that through reading the Bible, going to Mass and listening to Father John Raphael, who's our associate pastor and used to be the president of St. Augustine post-Katrina in New Orleans.
Wow.
And I go to a small Bible group on Monday mornings with a bunch of other boomers. And one thing you learn with Scripture and listening to Father John and discussing is that if you just realize you're not in control, God is, turn it over to Him. It takes a lot of stress off your plate thinking you're going to control everything.
You know, and Bob, people who are not Christians or people who are not like you, there are similar things that they can do that will have another kind of result. So you bringing this up is important. You're basically realizing that, you know, you don't have to be in control of everything. And that is a real stress reliever because that's one I'm dealing with stress in my life right now, and it's bothering me a lot, and I'm trying to get rid of it. And I used to get rid of it drinking, but I don't do that anymore. I mean, I have a glass of wine now and then, but I mean, it's been a long time. I mean, I haven't had a glass of wine in, I don't know, a month and a half or so. But if I want to, I can do that. But, you know, I don't want to turn to alcohol to help me relax, although that's a way that I used to relax. So you telling me this is inspiring me to go find something. And, you know, look, I have great verses from the Bible embedded in my brain that I remember occasionally when I'm in a stressful situation. So I think that's a good recommendation.
Yeah, like you said, there's other things other than religious. There's spiritual, and there, you know, there's also like meditation. You can do yoga.
Yeah.
You know, but you've just got to, you know, stress is what, you know, here I am. I'm 68 years old. I'm on one medicine. I just had my annual checkup, and the doctor is always amazed. And, you know, so I'm kind of a phenomenon, but I'll tell you, it's been working for me.
That's great. Bob, I really appreciate the call, and thanks for listening to the show in Nashville. All right, let's, Ian, do we have a couple of text messages that we can get to?
Yeah, sure. Here's a text that says, instead of a smoothie, try Huel Black Edition. Google, have you heard of that?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, Huel, I don't know. It's one of these kind of like meal replacement drinks, H-U-E-L. I don't know much about it. I just have seen the brand out there.
Okay.
Here's a text that says, what keeps me healthy is business, minding mine and staying out of other people's.
Yeah, you know, that's, you know, gossip can lead to a lot of stress, and getting involved in other people's lives can lead to a lot of stress. And I can't help but think that a lot of people on the Scoot on the Air Facebook page are dealing with a hell of a lot of stress based on some of the responses that I see.
Here's a text that says, I've been on the carnivore diet, I think, for almost a month, July 13th, down 13 pounds.
Wow, the carnivore diet. Carnivore diet. I wonder what that is. I'll have to look that up.
You
do you know anything about that?
I think that's where you just eat meat.
Oh, see, well, I eat poultry and fish, seafood. I don't eat red meat. I don't eat fried food.
I think that probably still counts for the carnivore diet then.
Okay. I'll look into that.
Yeah. I'll leave you with this one. This person says, I moved to light beer.
To light beer.
There you
as
go.
As opposed to, you know what?
Regular bill. Regular beer.
Oh, okay.
It tastes great. Less filling.
Yeah. Fewer, I think that would be a really good slogan. Somebody should use that as a slogan to sell their beer.
It's Miller time.
All right. If you want to join us, the Oaken Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. You know, you might have like this little health tip that's something that you do that you might want to pass on to somebody else. And you might help them think about something that will help keep them healthier. And also it's a chance for us to kind of, you know, brag on some of the stuff that we do that we think keeps us healthier. But I tell you, at this point in my life, you know, again, I'm dealing with some stress in my life right now. I admit that. I don't like it. I got to try to get rid of that. But I feel great and I love my life. And, you know, again, even at my age, at this point in my life, life can be great, but you got to take care of yourself. And when I heard about Rick Springfield taking care of himself, I thought about that. So, Ian, I know I've got a couple of songs up here. Let's go to the break with Jelly Roll. And Jelly Roll is that big country singer. I mean, he's big in more ways than one. He's a big guy. I love this guy. I love what he sings about. And he sings a lot about mental health. He was in prison. And he sings a lot about mental health and about needing help. And here's one of his songs, I'm Not Okay. And the mental health issue is another really important aspect of your physical health as well. So we'll get to more of your calls and more of your texts coming up. And the Oaken Heart Jewelers Talking Text Line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot, and we'll be right back on.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Some people follow the rules, I break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we talk to the rebels who do things their way. Listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
WWL. Here's another song from Jelly Roll. It's called Liar. It's about mental health. I love this guy. I'm Scoot on the air, and we're talking about just general health and physical health and mental health, and I'm sharing some of the things that I do, and I want to hear about some of the things that you do that you think helps keep you healthy. Let's go to Morgan City. Wells, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. Listen, I was telling Ian, I'm listening to you talk about what happened over in Phoenix and all that stuff. Now, I got a woman that looks like a man, but she goes into the women's bathroom that's got stalls in it, privacy. Let's just say she went into the men's room. Well, because she's got the female equipment, she's going to go into the stall anyway.
Right.
Let's go the other way around. If there's a woman dressed, whatever. All right. Well, then you got people that are going and peering underneath the stalls. Who's the pervert here?
Well, who's peering under the who's peering under the stalls?
You know, you said the cops went.
Oh yeah, they shined a light on her feet, and interestingly, in the case
of the stalls.
Yeah. Well, no, you're right. In the case that I was talking about, the only men in the ladies' room were the two cops, and the woman actually lifted up her shirt and showed that she was a woman. Yeah, I know. It's a little nuts, right, Wells?
Yes, sir. I agree wholeheartedly. I mean, you know, if you go into the look, if somebody's molesting somebody, yeah, boy, beat the tar out of them. Okay, go for it.
Yeah.
But if they're just minding their own business and they go into a stall, close the door for privacy. You know, I was at a Saints football game one time, and you know the big round hand washing thing they had?
Yeah.
Well, the men's room at halftime is just chock-a-block full, and the men were using that as a urinal.
No,
the next thing I knew, there was a woman standing up next to me and using it, and had better rain than I did.
You know, isn't that amazing? You know, you think women can't aim? They can aim. They can aim. I don't know how they do it, but they can do it. So, all right, Wells, I appreciate the call, man.
Can I touch base about the mayor?
Yeah, sure.
All right, listen. Okay, so, I mean, she's going to disregard the laws. Well, as far as I'm concerned, we have somebody acting as a president up there that has disregarded all kind of damn laws. And so it just stems right down from the top. And so, you know, if they're gonna flaunt the just breaking the law, and everybody lets them, well, so be it.
Well, I don't think everybody. Yeah. Right. Wells, I appreciate the call. I don't think everybody loves Mayor Cantrell. In fact, I think Mayor Cantrell has taught the citizens of New Orleans a lot. All right, we've got a lot of texts to get to. I mean, a lot of texts, and we're going to get to those coming up in the next hour. It's Tuesday, so we've got an interesting Tuesday text off coming up. You know, the text off today deals with the 80s, and the 80s were just a really iconic time for music. Great music in the 80s. It was upbeat. It was fun to dance to, fun to sing. It was a fun up-tempo time. America was booming as far as the economy is concerned for most people, and baby boomers were kind of coming of age and starting families, and some were getting divorced, and they were back out on the street. It was a big party time. Happy hours were everywhere. The 80s was really a fun time, and the music reflected it. So the text off today is in regard to the 80s. I'm Scoot, and that's going to be coming up next. Here's another song from Rick Springfield, and though he, you know, did a lot of, you know, great hits that were about, you know, love and, you know, wish I had Jesse's girl and, you know, don't talk to strangers and all that. Rick Springfield is really, really deep, and his dealing with depression has always been part of his life. And here's a song titled "I Hate Myself." Rick Springfield. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back, and we'll be talking to him sometime in the coming weeks. We'll be back on WWL.